What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two of our show today. We've got all of our systems back up and running. It's still thundering and lightning and raining outside and everything. One of these days, when peace has broken out, and I have Rush Limbaugh money, I'm going to have a really nice studio with lots and lots of equipment and backups for everything. So when something fails, I just turn the chair around and we're still on the air talking away. Which seems like a really good time to remind everybody that the Republic Broadcasting fundraiser, trying to raise money so that we can continue to buy this equipment that self-destructs after just the warranty period is over. They're still underway, and the phone number for that is 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719, or you can go to republicbroadcasting.org. There's a little button right there at the top of the page for the fundraising. You can go in and pay through PayPal or send in a check or whatever. As today's little adventures in broken equipment demonstrate, we're really running on the edge, all of us. We're right on the edge. We don't have spares. We don't have backups. Out here in Hawaii, it can take 2 weeks to get replacements for some of this equipment because the stores don't carry any inventory anymore because they don't have any money. So it's getting pretty ugly out there. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Jacqueline in California. Aloha, Jacqueline. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I love Hawaii, too. I just called to ask a question because I don't know nothing. That's my claim to fame. What okay. I want to find out is why...
Have you ever thought
it...
of running for Congress?
Well, I'd really have to know nothing then. I want to know... How is it that we get to decide who has nuclear weapons and who doesn't?
Well, because we were the first, and we've got the most of them. What it was is the United States very briefly had the big nuclear stick.
Right.
And then, of course, because of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, the Soviet Union got the nuclear weapons. And, all right, well, balance of power, mutually assured destruction. I guess we're okay with Russia having the nuclear weapon like we couldn't do anything about it. Then China got it, and all of a sudden the United States starts realizing that it's one thing for the superpowers to have nuclear weapons as a deterrent, but what happens when little tiny countries or fanatical fringe groups with nothing to lose start to get them?
Right.
And it was at that point they started to say, all right, we're going to have a little private nuclear club, and the people who are already in it get to be the club and decide who else is allowed into the club. And that was the beginnings of the nuclear...
And the rest of the guys, even though you got candy that we want, oil, you can't have it.
That has basically been the situation. And one of the big issues about John F. Kennedy was, you know, Israel wanted nuclear weapons all along. And during the Kennedy administration, John F. Kennedy absolutely refused to allow Israel to acquire nuclear weapons technology from the United States of America. And, of course, that immediately changed underneath Johnson. And all of a sudden, Israel was there were these mysterious vanishings of fissionable materials from places like down there in Georgia, the Savannah River Plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what the acronym is MUF, for Material Unaccounted For. And I remember watching that story about all that there was this missing fissionable material from Savannah River, and then 24 hours later they were saying, oh, it's probably just, you know, plated in the piping somewhere, nothing to worry about, no story here, and that was the end of it. And I was, like, really young when that happened, and it just stuck in my brain, and I said, I just instinctively, even as a kid, I knew that something wasn't right about that story. So anyway, the problem is that the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty has created a circumstance in which Israel, which has never signed the treaty and does not allow inspections, they're now free to be selling nuclear bombs anywhere in the world, including to people who may not like the United States of America. It was documented they tried to sell one to South Africa. We think they may have sold one to North Korea. And it's exactly the activity the Non-Proliferation Treaty was designed to prevent, and yet nobody in the United States government wants to do anything about it. I'm starting to wonder if Israel, because Israel got their first fissionables for bombs from the United States of America, if they didn't just leave some of it in the U.S. and build a bomb around it. And that's one of the things they used to blackmail the U.S. government. Anyway, we got to take a break.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And, of course, it is a truism in the American media that you always wait until late on Friday to dump the bad news on everybody so they won't be thinking about it come next Monday. We are just now getting word that the ISDA has declared a credit event has occurred in Greece due to the Greece bond swap deal. Remember, Moody's earlier in the week said even if this deal goes through, it still represents a default, because they're trading a bigger debt for a smaller debt, and that really isn't quite the same thing. And so basically the credit default swaps insuring the Greek bonds are now triggered. Russia's going to be on to cash those things in. Now, this is only Greece. It's not Europe as a whole. Whether it will bring Europe down with it, we don't know. Whether these credit default swaps are going to be covered with some of these trillions of dollars of U.S. gold bearer bonds that have magically appeared in Europe, we don't know. Will the credit default swaps be covered by more bailouts from the taxpayer to Wall Street? Probably. But this may be the first big crack in the Eurozone economy. Remember, we keep talking about this boat with 10 holes in the bottom and only 9 corks, and they just keep shuffling the corks around and can't figure out why the water is still coming into the boat. They may have hammered that last cork in a little too tight and actually cracked the keel. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Mike in Michigan. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mike, are you there? Wake up, Michael. All right, Mike, I guess we talked him to death.
Can you hear me all right?
Oh, now there you are. All right. My goodness, we're all having technical.
I was here all along.
Gosh darn those solar flares. What can I tell you?
Aloha, Mike. Listen, I told your friendly greeter that I was interested in talking about Iran, and mm-hmm. I was curious to know what your insights were on the recent developments. And but I, on the while I was on hold, I thought about something I wanted to ask you last time I spoke to you, which was about Ron Paul and
yes.
the fact that with all his fundraisers that are packed with people, way more than the other candidates, the quote unquote mainstream candidates. It seems like the votes aren't coming in as you would expect them to be. And it almost caused me to not vote in our primary last week, But I ended up going because I felt it was my duty. And, the whole family put in their vote for Ron Paul, and it didn't seem to do much. But I wanted to ask you about vote fraud regarding Ron Paul in this year's elections. And I also wanted to ask you about what do you think is going to happen with Iran? It seems like they put it on hold.
All right, well, let's take the first. Yeah. Maybe not. We're not sure. Okay, and I'm glad you brought both of those issues up. Now, during hour number one, we talked about this issue of Ron Paul and the vote fraud, and I think it's pretty obvious vote fraud is taking place, and because of that, the corporate media is trying to explain it all away. The same corporate media that's screaming that, Putin had to have stolen Russian elections because we don't like him, therefore it had to be theft. The same corporate media that is going up to Maine and say, the fact that the caucus... The people running the actual caucuses are still insisting the GOP leadership has the numbers wrong. Those are just honest mistakes. Happens all the time. Down in Iowa, we lost 8 precincts worth of votes. These things happen. Overall, it'll work out. Please do not lose faith in the American election system. And they keep on doing that. But it's really very blatant and above board. And as you yourself illustrate, voters are going out to the rallies for Ron Paul. They're seeing the huge crowds. They're seeing it not materialize at the polling places. They look at the disparity between the official vote results and all of the online polls and all the straw polls and the rest of it. And they're looking at these few videos where the votes for a caucus are being hand counted, and it's always overwhelmingly Ron Paul. And they understand something has gone very, very wrong. So the corporate media... their latest spin now is that the young voters love to go to rallies and scream and shout and party and behave like wild animals, but when it actually comes time to vote, they stay home. That's the latest spin to try and explain away this incredible disparity between the obvious public support Ron Paul has and the GOP's numbers that are just trying to bury him as quickly as they can. And they're pushing as hard as they can to lower his numbers, but they understand they can't push too hard or it just makes it really more obvious the election's being stolen from him. What they're hoping is that people are going to give up hope and quit voting for him at all. And I'm already getting emails from people saying, Ron Paul is not going to win, so you really need to start supporting either Romney or Santorum. And I'm not going to support either one of them. If Ron Paul is not on the ballot, I'm not voting this November is the bottom line. And, if the GOP doesn't, honor the will of the people and put Ron Paul in the nomination, they deserve to lose to Obama for a second term. And that's exactly what they're going to do. Romney and Santorum cannot defeat Barack Obama, especially if he gets a war going. So, absolutely. There's no question in my mind. This entire election is already discredited with the treatment of Ron Paul.
And I hate to interrupt you, but it seems like the main candidates like Romney and Santorum are beating each other up so bad that no matter who ends up on top and faces Obama is going to have so much baggage with him. He can't possibly challenge Obama even with the dire straits of our economy. I'm just getting really.
I don't think Santorum or Romney are being set up to challenge Obama to be able to beat him. I think what we're seeing here is a repeat of what happened during Nixon's second campaign. If you go back, where All the President's Men, that whole situation where Creep was going out and sabotaging any Democrats who reasonably could have been a threat to Richard Nixon. And then they propped up George McGovern to make him the nominee because they knew Nixon could whip McGovern, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I meant the fact that they're beating each other up so much that no matter who Obama faces, obviously they don't want it to be Ron Paul. And I don't know what more we can do about this vote fraud. We uncovered the problem.
We can start lynching the vote riggers.
Well,
we can start lynching the vote riggers and taking sledgehammers to those computers.
Well, you're talking about very, you know, proactive action, but the fact of it remains that, you know, the American public seems really silent about it. We haven't had one or two states voting, you know. A lot of states have voted, and the vote butt is obvious, and yet we don't see people in the streets. We don't see much talk about it really anywhere except maybe on your show. You know, it just,
well, I would disagree with that. I would disagree with that. I mean, you know, remember all last summer with the Occupy movement all across the country, millions of Americans in the street? They may not have specifically said vote fraud was an issue, but they're basically saying they're fed up with this government and all of its lies and corruption. And the lies and corruption encompass the vote fraud.
Right, right. Is that, Occupy's still going on, huh? You don't even hear about it anymore. It's a shame.
Well, we hear about it on the net. They're still fighting with the city down here in Honolulu. And I hope they were okay during last night's storm and everything. But, you know, once we're out of this winter weather, Occupy is going to come back, and it's going to be a lot bigger and noisier this summer than it was last year.
Well, we can certainly hope so, obviously. Do you think it's going to happen? Do you think that it is on hold, or do you think it's a little pump fake? Or what are you thinking about that, Iran? I'll leave you with that.
I think what they're going to do is they're going to go to Tehran by way of Damascus. It's just like Roosevelt got us into war with the Nazis, which we didn't want, by getting us into war with Japan. And the people of the world, even within the U.S. government, are saying war with Iran is a big, huge mistake. And so what they're going to do is they're going to provoke a war with Syria and then hope that Iran will honor their mutual defense pact with Syria and come in on the war on Syria's side. Then it's all Iran's fault that we have to bomb them. Of course, Netanyahu is in a rush to start the war any way that he can because of his own political difficulties in the Knesset. And they may just haul off and bomb Iran's civilian power station. The problem is, the entire world knows that when Israel bombed Iraq's civilian power station in 1981, it turned out there were no weapons facilities there. The reactor was designed to prevent its being used to create nuclear weapons components. Israel bombed it anyway, and they didn't really have any justification for doing it. So this is a repeat of the same thing, and the whole world knows. It's just about preserving Israel's nuclear monopoly in the region. It's about Israel just throwing its weight around because it knows it can as long as it has the unquestioning support of the U.S. government. Hello, you there?
Hello?
Hi, Amanda. I guess
yes.
We're switched. Okay, Amanda. I didn't realize we'd switch phone calls there. Amanda, in North Carolina, what is on your mind?
Well, actually, as your previous caller had mentioned, I did want to bring up Occupy. No, Occupy is not dead. However, I think it was last week you had said something along the lines of, or one of your callers had said something about George Soros funding it.
That's a claim that's been made, and I really don't know. It doesn't make sense George Soros would fund an organization which is attacking the financial system that made him very, very wealthy.
Exactly, except maybe to discredit them?
Well, we already know that Wall Street firms, whether Soros is one of them or not, we don't know. But we know that Wall Street collectively have hired public relations firms to put people into the protest movement screaming about communism and chemtrails and HARP and all the rest of it. And the corporate media is told, go interview that person over there wearing the red cap with the daisy on it, because they're there to say things that will make your story more interesting. And so the person with the red cap and the daisy is screaming, we want communism! We want a socialist revolution here! And the media says, well, that's what the Occupy movement is all about. And they're relying on at least the older Americans who grew up at a time when we were all taught to wet ourselves when hearing the word communist, that we're all going to say, oh, they're communists, we can't support them. But it really isn't going to work because Occupy movement is not in favor of communism or socialism. What they seek is a return to true capitalism.
Exactly.
And a move away from fascism.
Especially crony capitalism.
Crony capitalism is another fancy word for fascism, which is where we're going to keep all the money for ourselves and we're going to drop the losses onto the American people. And that's where we are. Occupy movement is an anti-fascist movement. It is a pro-capitalist movement. And, of course, Wall Street doesn't want that to get out. That's why they're hiring all these actors to go out there and scream about socialism and communism and all the rest of that stuff.
Exactly. I've been to Occupy, so I know exactly how it works.
Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Amanda, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's
1-800-583-1093. Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Anthony in Dallas. Aloha, Anthony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I noticed when you were talking that that you kind of held your tongue about when you had said that these nuclear weapons or these so-called bunker busters that are that they're kind of putting together, and all the way to scare us, you know, I mean, to get everybody riled up in a roo-rah and everything, to actually have a some of this weapon maybe have to go off here in our own land. So, and then, of course, before all that, you know, they get everybody riled up again with the movie Battle of Honor, and get you all your little movies, The Red Tail. You know, all these movies just comes about when they're actually getting geared up to get things going. But I mean, I can say that, yeah, there has to be something catastrophic worse than the 9/11, which got everyone riled up. So there has to be something going off here as well to get everyone going who are actually unaware that this is what it has to take in order to get people going to sign up and get in line for their for the last.
You're basically talking a false flag attack, like when again, going back to the Pearl Harbor incident, since I can see the Arizona out my window here, Roosevelt knew the Japanese were coming. He'd goaded them into the attack and then acted like it was a big surprise. That's a false flag attack. We know Adolf Hitler, the classic model that our government seems to be following, is Hitler had his own people attack the radio station in Gliwice, Germany, dressed as Polish anarchists or whatever, and they took along a real Polish prisoner and shot him so the body would be found the next day, and they said, oh, yeah, these are the Polish people trying to attack us.
Right.
And Germany went into Poland, and the world went into World War II. That's what's going on here. All wars are started with lies and deceptions. Any world leader that initiates or starts a war has to trick his own people into going along with it. Otherwise, we'd all say, no, why? We don't want to invade the other country. They haven't done anything to us. And as far as a nuclear weapon in this country, that's definitely a possibility. There are other possibilities as well. A lot of people are very concerned that the aircraft carrier USS Enterprise is in the Gulf area right now. Now, that is a very old ship. It's scheduled to be decommissioned, and it costs a lot of money to clean up a nuclear ship that is no longer being used. And the Enterprise, being one of the first of the nuclear aircraft carriers, it doesn't have just one or two really big reactors. It has eight small ones that were basically modified from Admiral Rickover's standard submarine design. And it's just they're going to have to literally chop up and bury most of the lower half of that ship. It's a huge amount of money. So if something were to happen and the Enterprise sunk on the other side of the world, then it's somebody else's radioactive mess to clean up, and the Navy can save a lot of money. Plus, because of all the Star Trek fans out there, the name Enterprise just immediately rings a bell. And I think that if Israel wanted to get a war with Iran going, they could sneak one of their little dolphin submarines up there near the Iranian coast, flip off a cruise missile, and blow up the Enterprise. The American media would say, Iran has attacked the Enterprise, and we'd be off and running into the war.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it does. I hope I'm not giving them bad ideas. I just sort of assume they've already thought of this stuff themselves.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's kind of just usually a hint sometimes. So.
Well, I've thought of a few things I'm not telling anybody yet for very, very obvious reasons. Okay, Anthony, we're going to let you go. And we're going to grab Amanda in Oklahoma. Aloha, Amanda. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello. Aloha.
Aloha, Nui Nui.
Yes. As far as the voting goes, is there a way that they could, I mean, I guess I can call my voting, the voters registration people here, but if they had a giant board with the candidates' names on it, and everybody, I know they all like to keep it a secret, but if they just came up and put their mark, you know, like you do the four, and then you cross it for the fifth one, and then that went on and on until everybody, it would be so visible, you would not, mm-hmm. you would know immediately who was in the lead and what was going on, and it would be pretty easy to do. You just have a big enough board for, I just think, we've got to get out of what we're doing now, and we need suggestions to do it and then to enforce it, because we've got
to stop. Well, that last thing you said, that's the part. It's not being enforced. We know there are ways to conduct elections that are absolutely accurate and honest. Open counting of all the ballots, posting of all the precinct-level results, keeping it completely open and transparent. We know there was one electronic voting system that was developed called the TrueVote system, which stopped being taken seriously when its inventor died in a very strange highway accident. I will not accept that the nation that put men on the moon and manufactures automated teller machines that never lose a penny from one end of this country to the other can't come up with an honest voting machine.
Well,
if it's this crooked, it's by design and by intent. And people who rig elections, they never get sent to jail. They get promoted. They get Senate seats. That's just the way it is. And I don't think we're going to see a change under this government. But for the next government, I want to make vote fraud a capital crime. And I want to make it. Hang on. We got to take a break for commercials. We got to make a break for commercials. Thanks a lot, Amanda. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And just to sort of finish up what we were talking about with Amanda in Oklahoma, vote fraud is pretty much the worst crime imaginable by private citizens to do. Remember, they're not part of the government until after they've stolen the election. And actually, they technically aren't part of the government anyway. They're stealing the entire nation. They're stealing your wealth. They're stealing the lives of your children. Stealing elections, rigging elections, vote fraud should be a capital crime. Because every government that comes into power is basically seizing trillions of your tax dollars and sending thousands of your children off to die in wars which are technically illegal now, because it's not the legitimate government. So of course there should be a death penalty on vote fraud. Instead, we have these vote riggers like, what's her name, the Secretary of State of Florida, and she gets a Senate seat for helping Bush. It's completely corrupted. And no, we're not going to see the problem get resolved under our current governmental system, because they're all the beneficiaries of the vote fraud. But after this government collapses, which I feel is imminent, and we're setting up a new country, I would like it written into the constitution of the new nation that any candidate for political office whose staffers are caught engaging in vote fraud is immediately removed from that campaign and banned for life from public office. Because if that candidate cannot manage their own staff and keep them following the letter of the law, then they're not qualified to be running a city, a state, a nation. The government of this nation will be no more good or bad than we, the American people, allow them or enforce them to be. Our nation is in the mess that it's in because we forgot that our job is to keep an eye on the government. That we can't just let government run off and do whatever it feels like doing, because government's going to do whatever government feels is in their best interest, not ours. There are very few altruists in elected office. It is the curse of political power that it attracts the very sort of people who should never be allowed to have it. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. David in New Mexico. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? David, are you there?
Well, hey, I was noticed as you were talking about the Greek issue earlier and how the ISDA has determined that a credit event has occurred in the Hellenic Republic.
Yes.
Unfortunately, this is not Armageddon event. This is more like some hedge funds that were holding out against the bond deal found a loophole in some railway bonds to get immediate buyback of their entire bond price rather than take the 70% hit. So the $3 billion you're hearing about is actually just the full repayment of railway bonds at full price because they have a different structure. You notice that the bonds that are now being created that have the lower face value all stipulate that they're governed by English law. There were Swiss law ones, domestic law ones, there were already English law ones. A whole bunch of different bonds had all these different structures administering them. Now, Greek debt is firmly under the control of London. It is done, it has happened, and the domino...
I think there might be a better way to say it, is that London thinks they're in control of the Greek debt.
Yes, not the people, the debts. Specifically,
yes.
The people can.
Yeah, but when you control
say,
the debt, you control everything. That's the secret of the banker's power over our society, is to keep everybody
exactly.
slaves to debt and use that debt to basically tell them what to do. So if London is in control of Greek's debt, London is in control of Greece itself. And that is just that's because that's how bankers work. And it's one of the reasons I keep saying allowing bankers to be in charge of the economy makes as much sense as allowing drug addicts to be in charge of the healthcare system.
Well, it's definitely an interesting way to put it. It's definitely going to be, remember when those bonds were negotiating about the write-down, they said you've got to have some sort of assurance that Greece's newly elected government that's coming up in like a month or two, it's not going to renege on all the bonds. Of course, the people are massively organizing to push these elections. Almost everyone is out of office. Okay.
Yeah,
so.
this is basically kicking the can down the road. And there's one other aspect to keep in mind, and that is the fact that and I didn't say it was Armageddon. I said this is Greece only, and it's not all of Europe yet. But one of the reasons there was so much friction on the write down on some of these bonds is that some of these bond holders are themselves so over leveraged they can't survive a drop in the assets worth of even a few percentage points without being driven into insolvency themselves. So I think probably next week we will see some cascading events triggered by this ISDA announcement and the credit default swaps. If the credit default swaps, they're unregulated. If the companies that sold these credit default swaps don't have adequate capital reserves to make the payments, they're going to be driven insolvent. And
again, this would be the
beginning of a whole cascade of events.
But that would have been, the auction that the EMEA Determinations Committee set up is only a week from now. See, now the new bonds that they have them right now. And because the City of London is the law system governing them, they can be traded on the London City of London Exchange, and they can be rehypothecated, and they can get all those extra dividends out of the payments on those basically insurance policies to re-leverage themselves so they can survive this bond crisis. Because it's only like...
Well, let me ask you a question. Would you buy a Greek bond right now?
Oh, heck no. Would I buy one in
well, there you
weeks?
Go.
Yeah, I might.
They're going to be useful for colorful wallpaper, and that's going to be about it. They're just trying to find a way to kite the debt along and hide the problem. Basically, London is doing with Greece what Goldman Sachs did with Greece. I mean, it's the same deal. You know, with Goldman Sachs, it was currency swaps. That didn't work. Now they're trying debt bond swaps. That's not going to work. They're just trying to find a way to just float this down until it's somebody else's problem to deal with. I think the current government of Greece just went along with any deal that came up because they figure in 2 months they're going to be gone anyway and it's somebody else's problem to deal with, which is how Papandreou screwed all of Greece to begin with.
They're going to get the heck out of their country. I don't think their constituents are going to be very happy with them when they retire to their villa that suddenly has a very angry peasant population.
I think it's overdue. This push for a global fascist dictatorship has set the stage for a global revolution. We're just waiting for that spark that's going to kick it off.
Unfortunately, I don't think Greece was that spark today. But we will now have this precedent going forward for these restructuring events in Italy and Portugal and Spain. And those people are going to see what happened to the Greeks. Will they take it? I think that's where it's coming. I think the trigger point is coming in one of the other European nations that's already having debt problems.
It's got to happen somewhere. I mean, like I said earlier in the show, we're already in the situation where Goldman Sachs is telling the U.S. government, because of all the money that the U.S. government owes to Goldman Sachs, plus a lot of other under-the-table favors, they're basically saying, you will cut off Medicare and Social Security payments in order to keep making payments to the private central bankers. That's the new understanding on Wall Street. This is the whole New World Order thing. All the wealth goes to the bankers and poverty, starvation, and early death for everybody else because that's what the imaginary playmate living in the clouds told him was supposed to happen. Remember, head of Goldman Sachs was saying he was doing God's work? If he is, then God is a mean bastard.
He can be very vengeful and wrathful at times.
We didn't do anything to deserve this. Okay. All right. Thanks an awful lot. Yeah. Lloyd Blankfein was out there saying, I'm doing God's work. Well, if you're doing God's work, then God is a psychotic little mean bastard. We didn't deserve all this stuff here. Anyway, so enough about the imaginary playmates in the sky here. Interesting little story. These two twin brother honor students in school have gone to federal court because their public school suspended them for 180 days because of a website they set up on their own time and on their own computers. In other words, the school administrators looked at this website that was the private activity, First Amendment protected activity of these two students, and kicked them out of school for 180 days. And they're honor students, so an 180-degree suspension is like crippling their chances of going to college. And the students have gone to federal court saying the school doesn't have jurisdiction over non-school activities. And the school's attitude is, you know, we own your students. You can't do anything at home without checking with us first. So this is going to set an interesting legal precedent whether or not students are allowed their First Amendment activities while they're enrolled in public school. We're going to go back to the phone. Steve in Georgia. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Steve, are you there?
You listeners, that there's been a bill passed by Walter Jones, the Republican of North Carolina, that if the president uses military force, offensive military force, without congressional approval, that it's an impeachable high crime misdemeanor. And it's be a House bill, current resolution 107. And right now your congressmen are on leave. They left midday today, and they'll be on their districts next week. And I'm just asking everybody to call their congressman and ask them to vote for this bill, vote yes for this bill, so that the president cannot do this without congressional approval, which he's trying to do, you know. He can just declare war when he wants to.
Well, it's all well and good, and it would be nice if people would call up their local Congress critters and say, vote yes on this bill. But the reality is that Congress could impeach Obama already for any one of several malfeasances, and nobody's got the guts to do it.
Right. Yeah, he's definitely impeachable. I just found this, and I thought it was pretty important because I think he's trying to go. He thinks, you know, he's pretty much a dictator now, but.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they put the resolution forward that if he tries to go to war without us being attacked, you know, that he can just go to war when he wants to. They put this bill forward, and I just want to let your listeners know, because I'm going to call mine. But again, it's House Current Resolution 107. So,
all right, now, and we'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah,
and nice if it passes, but you know, this may be something that people are going to vote for just so they can tell the voters, I voted for the resolution to impeach Obama without actually starting impeachment proceedings.
Right.
So this
right.
may be more of a political move.
Right.
You know, if the House wanted to impeach Obama, he'd be impeached now.
Right, right.
I think this is election year grandstanding.
Right. They're trying to pass a bill saying, you know, if he goes to war without congressional approval, that, you know, it's an impeachable offense.
It already is.
Right, right. But I think
it already is.
Right, right.
Okay.
That's what I understand.
So, all right. Thanks a lot, Steve. We're going to let you go here. Yeah, it sounds good, but it sounds to me like it's something that's being set up in an election year so the Congress critters can go back to their districts and say, I voted to place restraints on the president because he was, you know, vote for me and I'll keep a restriction on him. We don't need a new bill to make it impeachable for Obama to go to war without the approval of Congress. It's already unconstitutional and illegal. Any violation of the Constitution is grounds for impeachment. That's what they mean by high crimes and misdemeanor. Crimes against the Constitution, crimes against the people. It sounds good, love to see it pass, but it's really a non-issue. And I think it really is more election year grandstanding, and maybe it's just being baited out there to people, just stay in your homes, don't join the Occupy Wall Street movement because we're working on impeachment. Well, no. If they were going to impeach, they would have done it long ago. It's like all the birthers out there. If there was anything to this birth certificate issue, it would have been dealt with long before now. Hillary would have used it. McCain would have used it. It's just another distraction to keep you from staying focused on the fact that the U.S. federal government is occupied and subverted by Israel and has gone completely rogue to the detriment of the American people. All right, we're coming up here to the top of the show here. A couple of things that we need to talk about. I mentioned this earlier in the show. There's this horrible story coming out of Canada. It seems like Canada is starting to be infected by the same kind of money junkies that have destroyed the United States of America. This couple from British Columbia went on a trip, and as many people do, they bought insurance for the trip that included a medical component. And they came to the United States of America, where medical costs are very, very high. The gentleman suffered a heart attack. The doctor said, you can't fly back home. It'll trigger another heart attack. Had to have surgery to have 5 blockages removed from his heart. And they thought they were covered by the insurance. And when they got back home, the insurance company said, no, you answered a question incorrectly. And so we're denying the claim, and you're on the hook for $300,000 U.S. And there's an activist group up there called CARP in Canada basically saying that the insurance companies are set up for claims to be denied. And they ask these very detailed medical questions. And in this case, the question was completely unrelated to his heart. And they use these very complex medical terms that most people don't even know. And so a lot of people filling this out, they're doing their best to fill it out, but they can't because they have no idea what they're actually talking about. Let me give you the question that they answered wrong that resulted in their medical claim being denied over the heart surgery. This is a quote. In the last 2 years, have you been prescribed or received treatment for and or been hospitalized, as in inpatient or seen in the emergency department, and or been prescribed or taken medication for any of the following conditions, diverticular disorder or gastrointestinal bleeding? That was the question he answered incorrectly. And the reason he answered incorrectly is that he had been thought the treatment he had received was for an earlier colon disorder. But his medical records said, no, this is a new thing, and it's this whatever. Completely unrelated to his heart. And on the basis of this, the insurance company kicked out his claim, and they're on the hook for $300,000. I remember the old original Addams Family TV series, and there was this wonderful punchline where the insurance agents were trying to find some way to cancel Gomez's life insurance policy because he was doing some things that they thought were a little bit reckless and dangerous. And the boss at the insurance company said, you know, you got to remember, there are two aspects to the insurance company taking the money in and refusing to pay it back out. And it's funny in a comedy show, but here you're seeing exactly that. And of course, my wife and I went through this with this extended care policy we had on our piece of crap Nissan Xterra made in Tennessee. where the engine ate itself the week we made the last payment on the car. And there was a policy on the engine because it had already been replaced. And Nissan said, oh, no. The failure began over in another part of the car for which the warranty had already expired. Therefore, we deny your claim. We'll fix your engine for $5,000. And we said, thank you, no, and donated the car to Kidney Cars, and we bought this nice little Honda Civic. And I will never, ever, ever buy another Nissan again, as long as I live. But the insurance companies do not exist for your benefit. They're just another get-rich-quick scheme for the money junkies. And they're selling you the illusion that you're covered and protected in losses, and you're not. You're better off without it. That's why they had to make it legally mandated for drivers. We'll be right back with the end of today's show after these commercials.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropids. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. Got a couple of stories to cover real quick before we get into that whole weekend thing. And one more time, daylight savings time begins on Sunday. So keep going on that. Now, interesting new phenomenon. Apparently, government agencies, colleges, even some private sector employers are now making it a condition for applicants for work to surrender their social media passwords so that human resources can go out on the internet and see what kind of a person you are if you fit the corporate mindset or the government mindset or whatever the particular policies or points of view of whoever is running the college. Now, of course, common sense says you should never put anything out on the social media or the internet that you are not proud of. Because there is no privacy in cyberspace. The government has seen to it that will be the case. I'm personally of the opinion this is a little overstepping of the bounds. It's like that school that has basically destroyed the future college plans of these two honor students over a website they set up on their own time and on their own computer. I don't think it's any of the school's business, because we're supposed to live in a nation where everybody has the right to speak out about what they see is wrong with our society. And I'll tell you what's going to happen with all of these government agencies and employers and colleges demanding this kind of intrusion into the personal lives of people applying. The applicants are going to drop off. The people who are the most creative, the best at solving problems, the ones who can actually mean the difference between bankruptcy and success for an enterprise, aren't even going to apply to a company like that. I wouldn't. I almost turned down my teaching job over at UH because they said you have to give a loyalty oath. I said, I'm not going to do that. And they said, we really want you to be a teacher. And I said, okay, I solemnly swear to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And they said, that's not the oath. And I said, that's the only one you're getting. And they did let me teach. So I guess it must have been good enough for them. And again, I think this idea of intrusion into your social media, it isn't because anybody's really going to be checking. It's a way to bluff you into keeping silent about everything that's going wrong. Remember when you were a little kid and your teachers would say, you got to behave, it'll go in your permanent record. And, of course, back then we knew they were bluffing. There was no permanent record about how many times you went to the bathroom or anything like that. But now they're trying the same game again. Don't say anything against the government on a website. It might prevent you from getting a job down the road. That's what this is all about. Scaring you into staying silent. Who's the biggest purveyor of fear and terror in the United States of America right now? It's not Al-Qaeda, fake or otherwise. It's the U.S. government. It's the corporate media. They want you to be afraid. They want you to stay silent. If you stay silent, they win. Think about that this weekend. We'll be back Monday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, drive careful, support Republic Broadcasting, support Ron Paul, support the Occupy movement, and Aloha, America.